Robert, how you doing?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Doing fine. Good to have you on TPN.TV. And Scott's with Atmel Corporation. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Atmel, yes.
Atmel, okay,
yep.
Okay. And I'm just kind of reading over the spec sheet real quick here. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Atmel?
So we're a semiconductor company located in San Jose, Silicon Valley.
Okay.
We are really focusing on microcontrollers and touch solutions, as well as security and automotive products.
Okay, okay. So give us maybe a description of some of the products that maybe we would see on a daily basis or that we would have heard of.
Well, because we're a microcontroller company, you may run across us anywhere and everywhere in your home. I think last time I looked, we have anywhere from 50 to 60,000 different customers producing a whole plethora of products.
Wow.
Well, like today, maybe might be easier for me just to explain what we're showing here.
Sure.
Today. So in our booth here that we have today, we have really broken it up into four zones. One is what we call our Powered by Atmel zone,
okay,
which is just that, really showing a variety of the products that our customers are using our microcontrollers in.
Okay.
The other section that we have is called Smart Living, and that's really where our IoT section is. IoT is all about microcontrollers, wireless connectivity, and also security. So we have some products that we're demonstrating there that shows various different products working with various different applications, showing how that whole IoT internet mesh is going to work together with various offerings.
Sure. So just so that everybody understands what we're talking about, you know, you and I know what IoT is, but there might be a lot of people that are listening to this right now that have no clue what IoT is and how it's going to change the world in the future. So let's talk about the Internet of Things.
Okay.
And so how are you seeing the Internet of Things changing how we're moving forward in our homes?
So I think there's a lot of applications that people have been hearing about, maybe reading about, and you're right, we tend to have this very strong bias because we live in it all
yes,
day long,
exactly.
So we see it a lot
yep.
more. But so on the Internet of Things, it's really connecting products, devices, clothing that isn't electronic today or has never been used or you won't think of seeing as how could it be on the Internet or what good would it be? Does your shirt have a website? So no, obviously it's not about that.
That's interesting. Yeah, I like that.
it's about collecting data and information
okay.
that isn't collected today but they think is going to be useful via applications to the consumer. And so we're seeing it in industrial applications. You're seeing it like in smartwatches. You're thinking Nest as a thermometer is one of those things. So anything where you may be able to pick up your smartphone or your PC or tablet and access whatever device you want to access, whether either you want to control it or you want to read information from it to just so you can see what activity is happening.
Right. And I know, we talk about this a lot on our show, but right now there's about 5 billion devices on the internet in the world. And they figure by 2020, there'll be 20 billion. And most of that growth, that additional 15 billion devices, will be things, basically not PCs and those type of devices that we're using in the computing world, so to speak. So there's going to be a huge deal, literally going to change how we live, work, and play.
That's exactly right.
So.
And we're super excited by it because we actually think there's a lot of people that have a lot of IP that they can bring into it, but at the heart of it, it's going to be like low-powered microcontrollers. There will be sensors, right? So they'll gather the information.
Right.
Then that information has to be used some way. So microcontrollers, and especially low-powered microcontrollers, will then be able to take that data and I'm not talking necessarily to a strongly technical community, so they'll process the data so that all that information becomes useful to you. And then it's going to be communicated. So you have to have wireless connectivity, Wi-Fi, Zigbee, Bluetooth Low Energy, anything that might be a wireless protocol
right.
today. And then security. I think a lot of people don't think about the necessity of security in these applications. And some can argue all should. Some could argue I don't think anyone would argue none should.
Right.
I think it's just about how confidential is the information
right.
and how proprietary is it that you're collecting.
Well, I think the general public is hoping that firms like yours come up with solutions to protect them. So I'm hoping that's the case. So, and what I can't wait for is my refrigerator to call me on my phone and tell me I'm out of milk. So I know that's where we're going here, so it's exciting. So, all right, let's move to zone three. Yeah, we've got to the first two
okay.
zones that you have going on.
Good. So zone three is our automotive zone.
Okay.
And so in our automotive zone, we're showing what we call our Advent car demo, and it's showing what the center stack in the interior of your car is going to look like. Well, frankly, it could look like that today, but because of automotive design cycles, it probably you'll be seeing these things in concept cars today, which is intended to come into production in the next 3, 4, 5, 6 years down the road.
Okay.
And that's demonstrating all the Atmel technologies that we have in there. It includes remote keyless entry, passive entry go products. It's curved screens, so you get rid of that traditional center stack that you're used to seeing.
Oh, sure.
Where you have your GPS and then your radio and your HVAC controls.
And can't see them because they're all flat in the dashboard.
That's correct. Yeah, so now it's just one big, you know, Tesla's getting close to that where you've seen their large flat screens. But here we've got the whole center console, which is just one large curved screen. And so what you can do is you can bring your own device to the application or to the center console if you want, plug it in because you're familiar with all those content and the application there. Or you can have, with the curvedness, and what's important to it is, you notice your phones and tablets today are all tend to be very flat. And it's because ITO is brittle and it doesn't curve well. With our XSense technology, it's a metal mesh technology that allows you to be used on curved screens. So now, the because of the aspect ratios, is the driver can be seeing some applications. The person, you, if you're my passenger, can be looking at other applications. There are certain things I don't want to be doing in a car, nor should I be like reading my emails.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that the passenger can't.
Right.
So with the curved screens, it's going to allow them to do those type of things.
Okay. Okay. Very interesting. And then zone four?
And then zone four is our maker area. So we're a very strong supporter and of Arduino. And so we really love the maker movement. And what we're showing there are people that have created products using Arduino and other type of microcontroller-based maker products. And we want to demonstrate what innovation can come from your neighborhood and from your backyard, not just from Silicon Valley.
Of course, I'm going to stop you again because a lot of people may not even know what we're talking about when you say Arduino. So explain that a little bit.
So Arduino is a company where they actually produce out a... think of like the old, you know, back in the day, I might be dating myself right now, but the old, you know, Kinects type stuff, right, where you had the motors.
Like the old, and the old breadboards and things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So this is actually today's version of that, where it makes it very simple, out of the box, for people to be able to create applications and, I want to say, write code, because it's not, because that can be intimidating. It's really so that actually, literally, your elementary school, your stay-at-home mom, me, I'm not the smartest guy in the shop either, where I can actually open it up and I can create and innovate with out-of-the-box experience.
Yep, yeah, it's a very, very cool movement, and I've played with them a little bit myself. So do you feel Raspberry Pi is in that realm as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm just more familiar with the Arduino one, so
sure.
I'm choosing that, but yeah, absolutely.
I got you. Okay, okay, very good. So how do we find out more about your company and the innovations that you're moving forward with here?
So I think first off is if you're not here in Las Vegas at CES, go to atmel.com.
Okay.
And then, or if you are here, we're in the South Hall. We will welcome to show you any of the things that we just talked about.
Okay, okay. Anything else that you want to add?
No, just thank you for the time. I appreciate
it. Hey, I thought it was great. Absolutely. So I wish you all the best.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Rob. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. All right.